Shalom Aleichem, everybody. In Parshas Tazria and Metzora, we hear about the affliction of Tzara'as, a spiritual affliction similar to leprosy, but not leprosy at all. Tzara'as is a disease that afflicts the body and the clothing and the home. It's a spiritual disease, a spiritual divine punishment. And the Gemara in Maseches Nedarim Daf Samach Dalet Amud Beis says that a person with Tzara'as is Chashuv Kemeis. Considered as if they are dead, Rachman Alitzlan. They're alive, but they are considered dead. The Gemara says that three other people, not just someone with Tzara'as, three other people are also alive, but Chashuvin Meis. They are considered as if they are dead. Who are these three people? A poor person, a blind person, and someone who does not have children. Those three, in addition to a person with Tzara'as, is considered as though they are dead. And many Mefarshim ask two questions on this Gemara. First of all, why are they considered dead? They're alive. And secondly, what is the common denominator between these four people? A poor person, a person with Tzara'as, a blind person, and a childless person. One explanation is offered by Rav Chaim Shmuelevitz, who died in 1978. He was the Rosh Yeshiva of the Mir Yeshiva. He discusses this in a few places, including in a sicha on our parsha given in the year Tuf Shin Lamed Beis, 1972. In the newer printing of the Sichos Musar, it's in Ma'amar Samach Gimel. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says that these four people, because of their specific situations, have a harder time interacting with people. They have a harder time feeling and empathizing with other people, and therefore they cannot give in the same way that others can give. A blind person, a poor person, a person with Tzara'as have a hard time giving to others in a full way. Even a person who doesn't have children doesn't have the same experience of giving to children as a parent does. And the inability to give, at least on that level, says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, is what compares these four people to a dead person, Rachman Alitzlan. A dead person can only take, and on some level, so can these four people. That's Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. Perhaps one can suggest another explanation to the Gemara that compares these four people to a dead person. Perhaps one can suggest the following idea. Unfortunately, all too often, these four people, a poor person, a person with Tzara'as, a blind person, and a childless person, all too often, unfortunately, they are marginalized in our communities. We often don't pay enough attention to them, often don't give them enough respect. A person who is unsuccessful financially, So they don't drive the cars we drive, they don't wear the clothes we wear, they don't vacation the way we vacation, so they are invisible. A person with a physical ailment, especially an ailment that's hard to look at, like Tzara'as, we make them invisible. A person with a physical disability, what can they possibly teach us? A blind person, what can I possibly learn from him or her? So we make them invisible. And even a person without children, so much of our culture is built around children, around a family, around a traditional family. And I understand all of that. Children are quite literally our future. So we build shuls around them. We build schools around them. We have activities around them. And if someone doesn't have children, all too often we make them invisible. And all of these can very much be by accident. They can be likened to a dead person. They too, a dead person can also be invisible, out of sight, out of mind. The Gemara tells us that they are chashuvin meis. They are considered as though they're dead. But they do not have to be. Our job is to see them, to speak with them, to recognize that they, like every single one of us, have something to give, something to share, and it's our job to learn, to appreciate, to respect, and that is how we can reverse what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that they are chashuvin meis, but by seeing them, by including them, by learning from them and with them, we make them chashuvin chai, we make them alive. And as we approach Yom HaShoah and Yom HaZikaron, it's important to note that this idea is not just true about the four people who are compared to dead people. It is true even more so about the deceased themselves. If we are not careful, we can easily forget, chas v'shalom, people who have passed away. But it's our job to see them, to speak about them, to share their stories that they cannot share, to share their lessons that they cannot share, to share their Torah that they cannot share. And it's our job to live by their lessons, by their modeling. And by doing that, we can make them chashuvin chai. We can, on some level, bring them to life. Have an amazing day, everyone.